Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elias. How are you?
As always, and yourself?
I'm quite well, thank you.
Very well.
I prepared some questions for you. And first, I have to tell you, I would like to report about our game. Perhaps you remember. I had to appreciate and acknowledge me and my action several times a day and collect each time a franc in a jar. And I did that for quite several weeks. And I was proceeding quite well, and it helped me a lot not to deny me as much as I did before. After some weeks or months, I forgot it more and more, but it helped me. And when I have a relapse and I deny myself much, I do it again for several times, and then it's again better. So I collected quite a big jar with my francs, and I still have it.
And I would express my congratulations to you, my friend.
Thank you. It was quite a good exercise for me.
And perhaps a reminder also, as you expressed, when you discovered yourself discounting yourself,
yes,
to engage it again and reestablish that appreciation for yourself and that acknowledgement of yourself. I am acknowledging of you also.
Thank you. And I don't. If I could spend the money, I would like to invite you for a dinner and some good wine. But obviously, it's not possible anymore. So I will keep the money because the nice jar filled with francs reminds me of my appreciation.
Very well.
And I will fill it from time to time if I need it.
And perhaps one day, if you are so choosing, you can offer yourself a nice meal and some nice wine and know that I shall be present with you.
Okay. I will do that. Okay. Then I'm still struggling with finding my general intent in my life. And I'm not sure if if I found it. So I tried to find out what I did early as a child and what I still do today. And this is maybe a bit linked to my intermediate way of processing is I look very much inside me. And maybe that could be the general intent to look inside. What do you think?
Yes, I would agree.
Is that the general intent?
Yes.
Okay.
And that can be manifest in many, many, many different avenues that may be more specific, but it does relate to all of your experiences for it. And in some manner and in some capacity, regardless of what you do,
yes,
you are discovering how you associate with whatever you are doing by feeling and sensing what you are doing inwardly.
Yes. Yes, And I also, in this morning, I thought maybe my intent could also be to find my own way, because the people try to distract me on their ways, but I still try to hold my own way.
And that would be quite in conjunction with viewing inwardly, where you are discovering your own flow and your own direction and choosing that regardless of whether it is in the mainstream or conventional or not.
Yes. Okay. Then, I would like to report you that lately I am training for becoming a medium myself. I would like to channel preferably my essence or aspects of my essence. And one night I asked myself what my dreams would tell me about this matter, and I had the following dream. I got in the dream the instruction to build a bridge, a big bridge, which bridges a broad valley. The bridge was not very high, but very long and for heavy traffic, either a two-track railway bridge or a motorway bridge. I saw the many concrete pillars which were necessary to cross the valley. I was astonished and also honored to be asked for that job. I thought that was quite a strong confirmation.
I would agree.
But still, I'm not sure if I succeed in that way. What do you think? Is there a good chance that I succeed in following this path to become a channel?
Yes. And I would express to you that it is a matter of genuinely trusting yourself and trusting what you present to yourself.
Yes.
And not questioning it or not invalidating it by dismissing it as fantasy.
Yes.
But rather knowing that you are offering yourself information, and also recognizing that you may not necessarily feel different.
Yes.
And in that, it is a matter of genuinely trusting yourself, just as in a situation, if you were to engage what individuals term to be a past life regression.
Yes.
In that, you engage a significantly relaxed state, which generally you term to be hypnosis.
Yes.
And in that state, you continue to be aware of yourself as you would be in a normal waking state.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels as though you are merely thinking or imagining. But in actuality, you are tapping into other information and other experiences. It is very similar if you are channeling information from your essence or different aspects of your essence. It feels as though it is you.
Uh-huh.
And the information may flow, and you may initially think that you are imagining.
Yes.
Therefore, it is easy to dismiss it.
Uh-huh.
But if you are allowing yourself that relaxed state, which it is not necessary to induce hypnosis,
yes.
But being in a relaxed state and allowing information to flow, and in doing so, not dismissing what you present to yourself. And I would also suggest, especially initially, that either you allow yourself to immediately write the information that you present to yourself, or that you devise some manner to record yourself if you are actually engaging speaking.
Yes.
Regardless of whether any other individuals are present or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason that I suggest this is that in that relaxed state and tapping into information from other aspects of your essence, you may incorporate a significant tendency to forget.
Yes.
Therefore, it will be beneficial and helpful to you if you engage some manner of recording, whether it be audible recording or writing recording, of the information that you present to yourself. And in that, as you re-engage it, it will also stimulate your memory.
Yes.
As to the experience and what information was presented. Therefore, if you do not record every element of the information, once you re-engage it, that will encourage your memory and you will allow yourself to fill in the gaps, so to speak.
Yes. I attended a trance class for 1 year to find this state where some kind of channeling can occur, but I did not succeed at all. There is quietness in my mind and nothing is coming at all. I also tried to do automatic writing and nothing comes, so I am a bit helpless.
I would express that perhaps you are generating too much of a method, and in that, not allowing a free flow.
Yes.
It may be helpful for you to practice visualizing. And when I express practice visualizing, the manner in which I am expressing that is that you choose a subject or a theme.
Yes.
And that is all. You allow the visualization to unfold itself and do not direct it, and merely allow whatever images appear to be.
Goodbye.
Even if they appear fragmented or they do not appear to you to be making sense in your terms, for it is a matter of allowing and practicing with that allowance. And if you are not directing it, you are generating an allowance of a free flow of exchange, and therefore this also can be helpful in practicing allowing yourself to connect with yourself as essence, and therefore allowing whatever information that will be presented. And also remember that with each session, so to speak, that you engage these types of actions,
yes,
initially, until you become comfortable and familiar with what you are doing, you may not present cohesive information to yourself in one station. It may pull together as you engage several. Therefore, and this is the reason that I express to you not to dismiss, even if what you present to yourself seems fragmented or nonsensical. For when you piece together the puzzle, so to speak, of several sessions, it may move together more cohesively and you will generate a greater understanding.
Yes.
It is merely a matter of relaxing and allowing, my friend, and not necessarily generating a preconceived idea of how it will occur.
Okay.
Or not necessarily engaging a regiment of a method that distracts you, for you are paying attention to your method and concerning yourself with whether you are engaging the method correctly or not.
Yes.
And that distracts you from allowing yourself to genuinely relax and allow.
Okay, that is helpful information. But I would like to tell you another dream or an experience I had after a dream in the night. I had a dream where I suddenly discovered that I was in a conversation with my inner self. I was delighted and asked it if we could do that during daytime too. But it denied. But from time to time it would be possible to converse during the night. That was a bit a disappointment for me.
Let me express to you two factors in this. One is that you have allowed yourself to generate that connection and interaction within dream state. The other is when you asked that question, what occurred was the response was being generated by your objective awareness in association with timing. Therefore, it was not an absolute statement, but it was you expressing to you that you were not yet expressing the confidence to allow that. Not that you cannot allow it, but that you were not expressing the confidence yet to allow it.
Okay. So it was maybe more an expression of my fear not to be able to contact my inner self.
Yes. Or perhaps not necessarily entirely fear, but a lack of trust of your ability.
Yes.
Of whether you actually incorporate the ability to do so or not. And not quite entirely trusting that you can.
Yes. Okay. Then I have another question. Nearly 20 years ago, I dreamt that I met a very beautiful woman with black long hair, and we united inwardly and outwardly while we were bathed in a heavenly blue shiny light. And my question to you is, was that a merging with a dreamwalker?
Yes.
Was that the beginning of my dreamwalker aspect?
No, but it was an allowance of you connecting with that.
I connected the first time with Rish, with the dreamwalker aspect.
Yes.
So it was a blue light. So is Rish Sumeri?
No, that was a color that is expressing a particular vibrational quality which is soothing and also associated with communication.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A short time ago, I asked my dreaming to show me something what I need. I was lucid in my dream, and immediately I was projected to another place, and it was a children's playground with sandbox, swings, etc. So my question is to you, were you involved in that happening?
Yes.
I thought that you have your invisible fingers in play. Because you remind me and others many times to be more playful, and that was quite a clear picture for that.
Quite so. You are quite correct, and I am acknowledging that you were paying attention.
Okay. I have a little project for my next lucid dream. I want to reach to Elias the Nawal, an aspect of you.
Very well.
And I hope I will succeed, and maybe I can report you.
And I shall be offering my energy to you in encouragement.
Okay. I will try it. And then I have another dream I would like to report you. I traveled through a small tunnel into another dimension. First, I entered some kind of a beautiful town with well-crafted buildings. Maybe the whole town was one huge building with domes and columns. There I met a woman with beautiful long black hair, but her face was strange, a mixture between a lizard and an Asian human. Later, while walking on the countryside, I experienced a sensation from behind of my back. It was some kind of caressing, But after waking up, I considered that it could have been some kind of a shell or a shield, like a turtle, which caused that sensation, and obviously I was also a member of that species. Can you tell me something about that experience?
I would express that this was not actually dream imagery.
Yes.
This was actually allowing yourself to project.
Yes.
And allowing yourself to connect with another dimensional focus of yourself. And I would also be acknowledging of you in your description that the sensation upon your back,
yes,
was that of a very comfortable caressing. For that is quite accurate, and also your translation of the shell is correct.
Is correct?
Yes.
I was not sure about that. First I thought it could be another being sitting on my back and caressing me, but then I had the idea it could be my own body or a part of my own body.
Yes, and you are correct. It is a type of a shell, and it does create that type of sensation.
Okay. I'm quite happy with that. Then I have also a question about dreams. Many times I have criminal dreams, and I'm wondering what's the meaning of this. Sometimes I'm a little bit bored with this theme because it is repeating all the time. Sometimes the criminal dreams are about small crimes like robbing, stealing, or etc. Sometimes it's a bit more. I would like to read you an example and discuss it afterwards.
Very well.
I was together with another man and we were on the way with a truck. We stopped at the service area. A small group approached us and wanted a lift. But then they threatened us with a revolver. First, I did not believe them, but then they showed us the weapon. They wanted to kidnap us. My colleague diverted their attention and attacked them physically. I began to defend myself too, and I cried loud for help. People came who informed the police. We informed them of the fight, but the other did another... did as nothing had happened, and obviously they had thrown away their revolver. I saw it in a distance on the street and informed one of the policemen. As they saw the weapon, they arrested us all and interrogated us. Because we two were more believable, they let us go and later the others too. But the police did not hand out them their belongings, but caused wild insults, which in turn caused the police to arrest them again. The next day they were brought to the frontier because they were foreigners, and there they were set free. That is some kind of a typical criminal dream I have. It's not a nightmare, and usually the end is not too bad. But I wonder what is the meaning of such a dream.
I would express to you that it is not unusual for individuals to generate certain types of themes in dream imagery that repeat over and over. And in that, generally speaking, what the individual is doing, what you are doing also, is you are creating a scenario in your dream imagery, your subjective awareness is engaging an action of producing an energy to avoid or prevent certain expressions from occurring within your waking state. And your objective awareness is participating in that action by creating the imagery of the scenarios in the dream. Therefore, what you do is you express a type of energy in your sleep state that generates these types of scenarios, which within waking state allows you to feel safe. Individuals may incorporate dream imagery such as being pursued or chased by other individuals, and knowing in the dream imagery that the individuals that are chasing them intend them harm, but they do not actually accomplish harming them. Or individuals may incorporate repeated dreams of violent actions or of murder. Or of violent sexual actions occurring. In this, what the individual is doing is preventing a fear, also allowing themselves to express a thrill, so to speak, of some type of danger, but in a safe manner, in which you can express that energy and create the scenario in dream imagery, and therefore not express that energy in waking state, and therefore also not actually attract that into your waking experience.
Okay, that's interesting information.
And as I expressed, generally speaking, when individuals do this for an ongoing time framework, such as years, what they are doing is creating a consistent flow of energy that actually allows them to experience more comfortably and in more of a sense of safety within their waking state.
Yes.
Therefore, it is, in actuality, quite beneficial.
Good. I wondered that I have such dreams because I do not watch criminal stories in television, but maybe I should do that more.
That would be your choice. It is merely a matter of preference and interest and what you may be interested in or what you may not.
Yes.
For some individuals, that can be beneficial, for it generates a very similar action to what you are doing within dream state. For other individuals, it may not necessarily be beneficial, for that may generate an introduction of an objective fear that they did not necessarily incorporate previously by planting the suggestion that there are bad or evil individuals in their world that could be harmful to themselves.
Yes.
Therefore, it is a matter of listening to what your interests and your preferences are, and recognizing that within your dream state, you may be generating that thrill and that exhilaration of the situation, but as you yourself expressed, you do not necessarily consider that a nightmare, and you are not necessarily affected by it within waking state.
No.
You remember, but you also do not allow it to affect you and create a fear. You accept it as a dream, and therefore in some element of compartmentalizing, you express an association that the dream is not real, and therefore it is harmless. And in actuality, the dream is real, but it is also allowing that projection of energy and that expression of energy in a safe manner for you.
Yes, I understand. Okay. Then lately, sometimes I hear in my right ear a vibrating sound, a medium-pitched vibrating sound. Sometimes it is like an echo after speaking, sometimes it is after a movement of my jaw. I cannot produce it on purpose, but I can hold it for a while when it occurs. And my question is, what is that?
That would be associated with the experience that you offered yourself in projection.
I project that in that time when I hear this sound.
You are not actually projecting, but what you are doing is you are allowing an openness for an element of a bleed through of other dimensional focuses, which distorts one or more of your physical senses. Some individuals experience this with their hearing. Some individuals experience it with their vision. Some individuals experience with both. Some individuals also incorporate a distortion in smell, in which they smell fragrances that are not physically present in their immediate environment.
Yes, that's quite interesting. Is it possible to cultivate that or to help it to evolve?
Yes, it is. And in that, when it occurs, it, as you are aware, you can sustain it for a time framework, in that when it begins, notice what you are doing. For generally speaking, there are similarities in your energy when it begins, just as with individuals that incorporate a distortion in vision. If they actually pay attention, they will notice that the distortion occurs in time frameworks in which their energy is very similar each time. And it is the same with you, with the hearing. Your energy will be very similar each time that that begins. When you can notice what you are expressing in energy, what you are doing, you can begin to intentionally create that state.
Okay.
And encourage the action or the connection further. Many individuals do begin to notice the similarities of energy in themselves when those interruptions or distortions occur, and recognize that they can intentionally create that situation, but many individuals also eventually stop engaging the action for it, and they eventually begin to view it as an annoyance rather than a curiosity, which is not unusual, for many times individuals incorporate a curiosity to be connecting with some other expression or even some other dimension or some other focus, and when they discover that they can easily generate that, they become bored with it, or they view it as an annoyance, or it is an interruption in what they are engaging in their own physical reality.
Yes.
But some individuals do cultivate these types of actions and actually do develop them in allowing themselves to connect with other dimensional focuses and offer themselves interesting information.
Yes, I hope that's my case. Okay, then I have another question. I asked myself the essence name of my mother, and I got the name Tertullian. And I found out that it was an early Christian writer from Carthago in the 2nd century after Christ. What can you tell me about that?
What I can express to you is that you discovered a focus.
Yes, I thought that. It's a focus of my mother.
Yes.
And this focus is somewhat important in our relation now.
In a manner of speaking.
Yes, because what I read about Tertullian, I think he was quite a strict man, and with strict rules and strict Christian philosophies.
Yes. Which?
Which is, I recognize that energy too in my model now.
Yes. And that also has been somewhat beneficial to you in encouraging you to be more flexible.
Yes, so it's somewhat a contrast.
Yes.
I have to contrast myself from my mother.
I am understanding and agree.
Okay. Can you tell me the essence name of my mother?
Essence name? Sitho. S?
S?
S.
S.
Y?
Yes?
T?
I did not hear.
T?
E?
H?
Yes?
E?
E?
L.
L. Swill.
Sitho.
I did not hear it well. Can you say it again?
Yes. Sitho.
Okay. Then I have a general question. How many observing essences has an individual focus generally, or is there a generality?
There is not necessarily a generality, for it continuously fluctuates. In any given time framework, an individual can range from 1 to perhaps even several million.
Oh.
Therefore, it is a large variable. And that changes throughout the individual's focus. They may incorporate few in one time framework, and they may incorporate tremendously many in another, and it may fluctuate again to incorporate very few. Therefore, observing essences are quite varied and would not necessarily incorporate a generalization. But this is also another element of the lack of separation.
Yes.
And in that, you within your physical dimension are fond of viewing yourselves quite individually, and the idea of the lack of separation does generate somewhat of a threatening element to the individual identity.
Yes, I understand.
But in actuality, this is the reason that I have expressed many times, there is no difference between an observing essence and a directing essence, for there is no separation.
Okay. Have the famous focuses more observing essences? Because I have the feeling there are many people who think they have a focus as Cleopatra or as Napoleon.
Famous focuses do not necessarily incorporate more observing essences than other focuses. It is merely that individuals will inquire in relation to famous focuses, for they are aware of their position, they are aware of their life, so to speak, and their experiences, and they also are aware of their own draw or their own feeling of connection with these individuals, for they are known. But an individual that is a peasant in Turkey that you incorporate no objective knowledge of may incorporate just as many observing essences, but you will not inquire of that individual, for you are not objectively aware of that individual.
Yes, I understand. Yes. Okay. Then I have another personal question. I like lucid dreaming, and sometimes I train hardly to reach the lucid state in dreams, but I'm not very successful. For example, if I train for 6 months, I have maybe 2 or 3 lucid dreams, and then I don't have them anymore. And when I stop the training, I have again 1 or 2 lucid dreams spontaneously. So I question my approach to lucid dreaming, if it is too strict or too rigid, but I don't know really how I should approach it more playfully.
I would express that perhaps a more playful manner in which you can generate this type of dreaming is to change your sleep patterns. Generate them in more unpredictable manners.
Yes.
For them, the more unpredictable your sleep patterns are, the more you alert the object of awareness. And that is the factor that is creating the imagery of dreams. And the more you involve your objective awareness in your sleep state, the more aware and the more you can manipulate within your dream imagery, for you are aware that you are dreaming when you are dreaming. And in that, it is a matter of the involvement of the objective awareness. Therefore, it is a matter of, figuratively speaking, tricking your objective awareness into being more alert. And being playful by not being predictable.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You are welcome.
And then I have, again, a general question. What is the difference between a counterpart action and an observing essence? Is a counterpart action more accessible by the focus? I detected one counterpart action with my yoga teacher, I'm not quite clear why this happened and what's the reason for that.
Yes, counterpart action is more objectively accessible. You will notice or recognize it more easily than an observing essence situation. And in this, the reason that you will notice counterpart action is that you can objectively see and understand or recognize the connection that you incorporate with another individual, and you can objectively recognize similarities.
Yes.
Even if you generate different imagery, you will notice the similarities in how you generate your imageries, and that many times, regardless that the imagery may be different, the subject may be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you interpret more objective information that you can easily access, which allows you to identify the counterpart more easily.
Mm-hmm. Well, as much as I understood, there are many counterpart actions, and some of them are not in the same time.
Yes.
So most of the counterpart actions are not objectively conscious.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
But even in that, when you present yourself with a draw to another individual that is not in your time framework, but that is not necessarily a focus of you, generally speaking, there is a strong potential that the individual will be a counterpart with you, for that many times is what creates that draw.
And it is not a focus of an observing essence.
That can be also. You can generate counterpart action with any other manifestation of an essence. This is the reason that I have expressed pastly that it would not be possible for myself to number counterparts, or you generate infinite numbers of counterpart actions.
And this is still created by the focus and not by the essence.
In a manner of speaking, for you are generating a separation of yourself as being a focus and that being different from essence, which it is not, but in that capacity, yes, I would express that it is the focus that generates the counterpart action.
So when I, as Christoph, generate millions of counterpart actions, and I have many other focuses of my essence, and they create also millions of counterpart actions, then it's quite a lot of counterpart action.
You are quite correct. And this is the reason that you, as essence, are so very vast, for that is quite an assimilation of experiences, is it not?
Yes. For me, it's not imaginable. Maybe for you, but not for me. Too big. Okay, Elias, that's all for the moment.
Very
well. I would like to thank you very much for the information, and I was also pleased to meet you again objectively.
And I express the same to you, my friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting, and I shall be offering my energy to you continuously in encouragement and playfulness.
Thank you very much.
To you in great lovingness and in dear friendship. Au revoir.
Oh, Elias.
And I shall be offering my energy to you continuously in encouragement and playfulness.
Thank you very much.
To you in great lovingness and in dear friendship. Au revoir.
Oh, Elias.
And I shall be offering my energy to you continuously in encouragement and playfulness.
Thank you very much.
To you in great lovingness and in dear friendship. Au revoir.
Au revoir.